with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the something or other of November. What's the date? Is it the 8th?
It is.
It'd be the 8th, yeah.
It's the 8th. Thank you, Tom. It's the 8th of November.
Bang on it we are.
Yeah, I'm really cooking on gas this morning. I really am. I've been back and forth to the studio twice.
I think you did well.
I left all my paperwork at home.
But it's remarkable you got back so quick.
I know. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I probably popped off about 5 speed cameras on the way back. So we'll see in a couple of weeks' time.
Very funny. Yeah. Funny.
Anyway, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We've got a packed show today. We've got a bit of a special. We're going to be talking to two gentlemen very involved in manufacturing and engineering. And it's a subject that I've never been involved in myself from a business point of view. But it's something that I'm fascinated by. That I think is important and I think is misunderstood by a lot of the public, just what we do in this country as far as manufacturing and engineering is concerned. So I've got two people to come and tell us about it and inform us from the horse's mouth, as it were. So that's lovely, isn't it?
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Anyway, my co-presenter today, and normally my executive producer, is the absolutely gorgeous bird,
Sarah Ann Lucas. Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you.
It seems a bit weird, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'm not used to you sitting in front of me. I keep looking at you going, what are you doing over there?
And also you're like going to move over more. And I'm like, well, I can't reach the computer or anything. So very funny.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be good fun.
How are you coping without me over that side?
It's really difficult. I don't know what button to push next without you smacking my wrists.
Yeah. On.
Yeah, put it on, Paul. No, don't touch that. Don't fiddle. Leave the knob alone and do that,
exactly.
Is what she normally does.
Can I just say, we were talking just what we did on the pre-show show, which I've got to say is brilliant, isn't it? We love doing it. But everybody said they couldn't hear us. And you were saying some amazing stuff. So what have you been up to this week? Because you never get asked. So what have you been up to?
Okay. I've been doing some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, I got trapped in my house because a tree came down in winds on Sunday night and blocked my drive. And that was a bit traumatic. But then Monday morning, once I got out, I revved the car up and leapt the tree. I didn't really, but I could have done. But what I did on Monday was very interesting. I led a session at Kent County Council County Hall at Sessions House for employers and a group at KCC called Kent Supported Employment Group. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they help people with supported needs, various disabilities and issues and problems to enter the workforce in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
So what we were doing is we were introducing employers into this pool of talent that exists and is quite often overlooked because a lot of employers are worried and they have a perception that it's difficult to employ someone that has supported needs. And you get lots of things like people saying, oh, well, we've got an old building, we can't have wheelchair access and all that kind of stuff. So what we were doing was dispelling some of those myths, because a lot of that isn't true. You don't need those kind of things anyway. But there's also an awful lot of help available from the government and from Kent County Council to employ these people. And the people have talent. And what we heard from some employers that had tapped into that rich vein of resource, but we also heard from some of the workers, some of the people that had supported needs, and about their careers. And it was really fascinating because they were doing important jobs. They weren't just silly jobs that were given, just for the sake of it. They were really important jobs they were doing. And one lad, Robert, he'd moved on 2 or 3 times because he'd been headhunted to do different jobs, because
their
he's really talented.
Stories are amazing.
Yeah, they are. They're really inspiring stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And funnily enough, I didn't mention this on Facebook Live, but on Saturday night, I was doing a very similar thing. I was presenting the awards of achievement and recognition to the Kent Deaf Children's Society, of which I am president.
Yeah.
And that was, that was just terrible.
I bet you were fighting back the tears.
I like to think of myself as a bit of a hard man sometimes, but I'm giving out these awards and reading the citations. It's hard not to cry.
I bet.
I've got a 6-year-old that's come up on stage to get an award. He's got 2 hearing aids. He's bilaterally deaf. He's got autism. And I'm reading the list of things he's done at 6 years of age. I'm 61. I haven't done that.
Yeah.
It just makes you embarrassed, really. But fantastic. Real, really, really brilliant evening we had with that. So, it's been fun. Fun few days.
What did you take away from it? What was the one thing you thought, wow, how can I implement this into my life?
I think it's the tenacity. It's having, anyone can succeed at anything if you just go for it, if you do it. if you keep on trying to do it. And that's the key thing, I think, is that there isn't anything that holds us back other than our own frame of mind, really.
Yeah. Just try.
You just got to go for it
and keep trying.
You know,
there isn't,
I don't want to use this word, but there's no excuses. No. You know, we all have our cross to bear in one way or another, but there's some people out there that have far bigger crosses to bear and have overcome it. So, you know, that's the lesson.
Yeah, interesting.
No, good stuff. And talking about people doing interesting stuff, today's show sponsor is Telcare Limited, who are the telecommunications systems provider from over there on the Medway City Estate at Rochester. And director of Telcare, Lisa Marie Settle, is right at this moment pedalling her little legs for MAD because she has, in fact, I happen to know because I saw it this morning, she's just landed at Hong Kong Airport. So she's not quite there yet. So she, Lisa, who 6 months ago was unable to ride a bike because she'd never done it, is about to cycle across Vietnam into Cambodia, and she's raising money for a number of cancer charities. And it's a massive, epic journey that she's undertaking, and she starts her bike ride, I think, tomorrow morning. She's, as I say, she's in transit at the moment, and I saw a thing that she'd landed in Hong Kong Airport this morning.
Do we know if her bike's going with her, or is she just hiring a bike over there?
I don't know, to be honest.
I'd love to talk to her about it before.
She's coming on the show afterwards, and she's going to come on the show afterwards and tell us all about it and show us her sore bottom and all the rest of it, I'm sure.
Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah,
it?
Exactly. Can't get better than that. So I thought I'd do it that way around because you know what I'm like.
Yeah.
So I just want to say we're all thinking of you, Lisa. Sure. Go for it. Pedal like mad, love. But we're all behind you. You can still donate to her Just Giving page, and I will put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website.
Awesome.
Yeah, so cool. The other thing is we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call us on our number, which is Ashford 01233 220035. That's Ashford 01233 220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb, that's my Twitter handle, and use the hashtag BBunker. And we have our very own 3D printed BBunker hashtag in the studio.
Yeah.
And I have tweeted out some pictures of it, and we did have it on the Facebook Live page as well. Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah, well, I love talking about business, and I love talking to these guys about how they're going to We were just talking, I was just talking to Tom saying that distribution, and it makes you absolutely look at your own business and say, wow, how are they using technology and how can we improve our own business?
Do you know what? It's really interesting. One of the other reasons I was late, I won't bore you with the details, is I was in a spat on Facebook with somebody.
Again?
Yeah, I'm always ending up there. And I was just putting a diatribe of words there. But something that really annoys me, we have lots and lots of people in this country that have an opinion on everything, but have never really actually looked at what their opinion is made up of. You know, it's just what they think is going on. And that drives me nuts because, you know, when you look, when you find out, when you talk to someone that really does know what they're talking about, you normally end up with a completely different perspective on what's going on. And so many people don't. So many people just think in their own head, well, maybe X, Y, and Z. Why not just talk to someone? And it's one of the inspirations for starting this show is so that I could hear directly from the horse's mouth, from people involved in different businesses that could tell me what it's really like to be in that business. And I just think
that's useful. And also what their pathway of success is as well.
Yeah.
So like talking to Darren and Tom, you know, my business.
Even
I can take methods from their business sense and implement it into my business itself.
Exactly, of course you can. Yeah.
So that's why I get excited.
It's one of the great things about innovation. Innovation comes from all kinds of things, you know, and it comes from stealing and adapting and copying and all kinds of ways of things that aren't necessarily related to what your business is about. You can borrow from other businesses and adapt it to suit what you're doing. And
you know what Picasso said, didn't you?
No.
He said, good people copy, great people steal.
Yeah.
So I'm stealing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Watch out, Darren and Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's a cat burglar. Yeah. She's a bird cat burglar. No, that doesn't work, does it? No.
Okay.
Cool. I've had a tweet from a 3D printer, funnily enough. Adam Mulkowski, who's known as Fab Dia on Twitter, that's FABBDEA, And he says, Villanueva, can we have a shout-out, please, on the Business Bunker Show about our updates in 3D printing gallery? And he's given me a whole bunch of things, pictures that I've tweeted of doodads and different things that he's created. He's more of, I don't know what you call this, an object d'art 3D printer. So he's made lampshades and lamp standards and statuettes and different things. So they're kind of art type subjects as much rather than engineering.
Yeah.
But do have a look, because there's some fascinating bits and pieces that he's made there. And I happen to know that Adam just has a 3D printer at home. He doesn't have an engineering company or anything like that. So he's kind of taught himself this as well. So it's cool stuff. So do check that out. And Andrew Knott from the FSB has tweeted and said, could we welcome Jackie Offin of JJ Systems into the FSB this week? Yes, we can. It's about time you joined, Jackie. We've been telling you long enough. Cool. Some people are slow on the uptake, aren't they? So I'm getting my own back. She was giving me grief the other
really?
Day. Yeah.
She'll be dying, like, oh, my God, they mentioned my name.
Yeah. Supply My Business have also tweeted they're looking for one of their members is looking for office space in Ashford. And they need it pretty quickly. So if you've got some spare space in Ashford, anyone, and you're looking for a tenant, if you can contact Supply My Biz on the Twitter, then they've got someone that's looking.
We want a shout-out here for Eastwell Associates. That's Brian Hall, helping SMEs get grant money in East Kent. So there's your shout-out.
Cool. And Jen Taylor of Business Tree UK, they're a virtual assistant. They asked for a shout-out on the show as well. And they say they're listening and it's a fab show.
Of course it is.
We haven't even got started yet.
No, exactly. Yeah. Big hello here from BLIT Solutions Limited. So there's your shout out as well. Gosh, everybody wants a shout out today.
Yeah.
Good. I love it when it's like that.
Yeah,
Keith. It makes us interactive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Keith Grimley of Royal British Legion. Now, interestingly, they've asked for a shout out. Hi, Keith. Hi, RBLI over there at Aylesford. Interestingly, the Royal British Legion operate a manufacturing business in Aylesford. They employ ex-service people, and especially
that's a great concept.
Yeah, and especially disabled ex-service people, and they make pallets and various things out of pallets. They also make signs and signage. They've got a really big production operation over there. I visited it a few years ago. It's actually quite impressive what they're doing.
Always reminds me of Fruit Works, though.
Yeah,
because look what Jamie did with the pallet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Fruitworks, a community workspace in Canterbury that I
nicely
own.
Nicely done.
Yeah, my son made all the furniture there out of planks and bits of pallet. And
it looks cool.
It was funny. It was really funny. I got an email from a law firm in the City of London, and they'd seen some of the pictures, and they said, could you tell us the name of the company that has manufactured the furniture? Because we'd like to buy some. So I said to Jamie, we could make some money here. And he went, don't be ridiculous. And I went, no, we could. We could charge an awful lot. They're lawyers in the city. They won't know. We could put a couple of zeros on the end of this.
Did he not want to go with
No, he didn't want to do it.
Really?
Yeah, no, he didn't want to do it. No, he said to me, yeah, but they're lawyers, Dad. He said, you imagine, they got a splinter out of my furniture. I'd be in court quicker than your feet could touch the ground.
Good point.
We've had a tweet from Rochester Kino, the digital cinema.
All right.
Yeah. And they say, Vanilla Web. We've got Quadrophenia coming to Rochester Kino. Wow, cool.
Oh,
how mod is that?
That is awesome.
Yeah. On Tuesday, the 8th of November. That'll be today. And they're based at the Brook in Chatham. And they said, don't miss it. It's tonight. RochesterKino.co.uk. And you can go to their website and you can book some tickets to get along and watch Quadrophenia.
What, the actual Quadrophenia? They're not going to put film. On... Yeah.
No, the film.
Oh, yeah,
cool. Yeah, the film, Quadrophenia.
No, awesome.
Yeah, nice one. Good. Have you got an email to read?
I have got emails to read. I'm going to read a few just really quickly because they're all of the same genre of thing. So and this just made me laugh because I just said to Paul, do you remember when this happened? So this is for Kent and Victor Chambers. This is Breakfast Networking, Muesli Mafia Networking Meetings 2016. This is £20 plus VAT, including full English breakfast and a guest speaker. And they've secured your place into the Muesli Mafia for Bromley Breakfast on the 9th of November. Now, I don't know if any of you all remember when Mr. Andrews decided to do a really funny joke with Muesli Mafia and the ladies who latte. Do you remember that?
I did. Yeah, nobody laughed.
We filmed it beautifully, and it. I put it on Instagram and everything. Honestly, I still cry with laughter now. It was like, Nobody said
tumbleweed. It was just tumbleweed. I thought it was a really good joke. But...
Martin's face. Go and check it out. Yeah. Martin's face on it was hilarious.
Shall I do the joke again? Yeah. No.
They've got another breakfast meeting at 8 a.m. till 9:30. Again, including English breakfast. And the guest speaker is Sue Eden Butler, LEBC, about how safe is your cash. And that's at Sun Pier House, Chatham, on the 10th of November. Another business breakfast is again the 10th of November, and this is with what local businesses have been used recently and what would they like to recommend. So that's with Colin Brown at businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. go and check him out. There you cool. go. I just thought, let's do them all. So then we've got another thing with, again, breakfast time seems to be the most important time when people are sharing their content. So this is 8 a.m. till 9:30 a.m. and this is an intellectual property. Why it is important to your business. This is massive. So this seminar will cover copyright, design, rights, trademarks, patents, concepts, ideas, domain names, as well as confidential information. So for me, it's massively important. And this is free to attend. So book in Kent. invictachamber.co.uk. This is something that's really dear to my heart. I've just done a trademark on my company and obviously my IP with my books as well. So if you've got any queries, then get along to that, because I think it's one of the most important things we need to be doing in our businesses at the moment is protecting IP.
Cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Do you know what? We're going to play a bit of music now, and then when we're going to come back, we're going to talk to our next guest. Awesome. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's do
it. Sound like a plan?
Beautiful.
You can trust for your Kent business. Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 8th of November. Amazulu. Too good to be forgotten.
I know it, but I don't really know it.
Chi-Lites did it originally.
The who?
Chi-Lites.
Oh, that's again, that's still...
Yeah. Whoosh. Disco. You're not... too young, aren't you?
I'm not really, am I?
Well, you don't know it.
I wasn't really into disco. Were you into disco?
Not really, but I just know the song.
What era are we talking about? Late 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no what?
No, it wasn't my thing. See, I'm
no,
like...
you weren't born in the late 70s.
No, I was born in the late 70s, but I was more Paul Weller, The Jam, Elvis.
Ah, we got Paul Weller coming on soon.
No, we have
yes,
not.
Yes, we have.
No, we
oh,
have
yes, we
not.
Have.
He knows that I love him.
Yeah,
he knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
knows.
We have.
So,
yeah.
Paul, come on to my show.
Yeah. Well, he's bound to.
I'm trying to get him on. He'd yeah, love
yeah.
it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he
Let's
would.
Let's just talk about him all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Paul, don't know. You know I could, you'd be a gibbering pool, wouldn't you, really?
I would love it. I don't know if I would. Do you get starstruck?
Yeah, you can do. It's we've interviewed quite a few celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
And most of them are okay. You know, what happens is, because they're really nice kind of people, and you kind of forget.
Yeah.
It's like Tom Baker, Doctor Who. I went to pick him up from his house, and it was an hour drive from his house back to the studio. And all the way back, he was telling me stuff, and he was telling me stories and stuff like that. And you just forgot, you know, all the things. He was just a really interesting bloke to have in the car for an hour.
I bet.
And it's really good.
Is it men or women that make you a little bit more starstruck, or is it...
I'm always nervous around women.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Get on with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm shy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. No, I don't tend to be too starstruck. You know, as I say, most of the people that I've met have been really lovely anyway, and it doesn't feel like they're famous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just really cool.
Yeah.
And some of them make me laugh as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So when he's ready to come on, I'll be very excited about that.
I will let you know.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There's a breakfast networking meeting for the Kent Invicta Chamber. And it's an IP seminar, 10 Top Tips with Cripps Law.
Another one, because I've just said another
Have
one.
Have you just done it? Did you do the one on the 22nd of November?
It didn't give a date.
Okay.
Yes, 22nd of November.
Is that one. Okay, we won't
do that
one
again. Well,
we liked
it that much, didn't we?
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about the Breakthrough Women lunch then.
I'm excited about that, because
I'm
going.
That's a good one. Are you going?
Yeah, yeah.
We celebrate the success of women in business and help to raise the visibility of women succeeded in their professional lives. Female role models play an integral part in inspiring other women and raising the visibility of women in the workplace. Our events are extremely popular and aim to encourage more women to strive for business success. Now, they've got an event at Eastwell Manor over here at Ashford in the Rose Garden Room on Monday the 14th of November. It's from 10:30 till 2:30. And it's a fabulous event, and they've got a lineup of three fabulous speakers, and the keynote speaker is Penny Power.
Yeah, I like Penny.
Yeah.
She's good.
I know her husband, Tom. I've worked with Tom a few times, but Penny is a fabulous speaker, and they've got a lineup of other speakers. And there is a huge Eventbrite address here where you can book your tickets, but actually it's easier if you follow me on Twitter, Vanilla Web, and you see I will have tweeted it out with a link to the booking page. Or you can follow Breakthrough Women on Twitter, or you can follow You Image Consult, which is Deborah Turner.
Deborah Turner.
Yeah. Follow any of those, and you'll find the link to the booking page for that event on Monday, the 14th of November. That'll be next Monday, won't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Cool. So quick.
Yeah. You can do one more email, and then we'll talk to our first guest.
Well, I just want to recover the intellectual property. So this will be the third time it's done. It is the 22nd of November, and it's at Canterbury College, New Dover Road. So that's just giving them the actual correct one. And this is, I'm going to the end of the day now. So this is after our meetings. This is 6 o'clock till 7:30, and it's free to attend. That's in the evening. And it's the After Hours Club. It's a popular and highly successful casual networking event. The informal atmosphere and relaxed environment is the ideal place to relax and chat to fellow business people. So complimentary tea and coffee will be served. And that's on Tuesday, the 1st of November, at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre at Dartford. They do have other ones as well. So November the 9th at the Royal Wales Hotel, November the 16th at Canterbury College, 22nd November Mercury Maidstone, and 22nd November the Enterprise Foundation Hub in Folkestone. So get yourself along.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
I was just about to sneeze.
Were you? That's what the button's for.
I know, but I was like, I didn't know which way to
But
go.
You didn't sneeze.
I didn't. No, I controlled it beautifully.
Right, you did. Yeah, you
Thank
did.
You.
You're very true. Those after-hour cups are quite good. They're free to go to. Yeah, I haven't been to one for a while, but I used to go to them quite regularly. Because I don't do breakfast meetings. I can't get up in time. I can't do breakfast meetings. I really can't.
But you always watch me. That's not me, by the way. It's not me.
Let's see.
It's not me.
You're in the Business Bunker Show. Hello.
Hi, Paul. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Who have we got?
Hi, Paul. It's Amanda from Butterflies and Dreams Events.
Hello, Amanda Flanders. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you? Hi, Bert.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. I'm lost in the middle of the countryside somewhere, but I'm fine.
What? Hold on a minute. Why are you lost in the middle of the Kent countryside? Where are you going? And maybe we can help you find your way.
Yeah, well, I've just been visiting Hever Castle this morning.
Which particular castle? We got a few.
Hever.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I love it. I'm adding it to my venue to offer my clients. But I'm just listening to the show on the way back, and I emailed you with some details of an event coming up, and I don't think you've got it. So I thought I'm going to call you and tell everybody about it.
That's the best way to do it. I love it. Yeah,
we
why don't
that.
You just do it? Just do it. Go for it, Amanda.
I have no idea where I am. I'm just going to pull over because I have got no idea where I am.
Right.
More importantly, Amanda, what's this event you're going to talk about?
Okay, so Evo Girls Christmas Networking Event.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic event. Obviously, the Evo Girls is a fantastic networking group.
I've been to some of them. They made me wear a pink tutu.
Well, I'm still hoping you're going to wear one for the next one.
You're right.
Yay! That's what I'm telling you. So we're doing a Christmas event. So it's a networking event followed by a really lovely dinner.
Right.
So it's on Thursday, the 1st of December.
Right, okay.
It's 9:30 till 2. It's at Chilston Park in Lenham.
Hold on a minute. 9:30, that's breakfast and lunch
A big lunch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Converting Ladies at Latte with Musi Masel with Evo Girls altogether.
You're following up on my joke, aren't you?
I've heard it so many times.
I know. Sorry about that. So you've made it a full brunch.
Yes. We're going to have a morning of networking. We've got three amazing speakers.
Right.
We've got Rebecca Robinson, who is the Evo Girls founder and also award-winning financial planner. She's going to be giving us great talks, telling us how we can give ourselves a pay rise next year.
Wow.
We have a keynote speaker of Helen Woolby, who is from, she's part of the diversity group of the FSB, but she is also a fabulous businesswoman herself, and she's going to be giving us a talk about cold baked beans and girls that rock.
I love her. I met her at the House of Commons,
fantastic.
And she's brilliant. I love her.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. And we have the fabulous Bird on the bike.
Thank you.
He's also one of our speakers.
You didn't tell me you were going.
I'm speaking.
Bird's speaking.
She's speaking.
I'm going to
speaking.
Well, I'm definitely coming, and I'm definitely wearing my pink tutu, and I'm definitely sitting in the front row.
Wait till you hear what I'm talking about.
I want to tell you the title of the talk.
So yeah, go
the
on.
Title of Bird's talk is, do you wear matching underwear to Sainsbury's?
Yep, that's the title of my talk.
I do.
Yeah. It's really interesting. It gets people immediately. What you don't realise is, Amanda, they've got two men in the studio here, not Paul, including Paul. They're like, oh my God, I don't know who Bird is, and what on earth would she be talking about?
Yeah. So, yeah. Matching underwear to Sainsbury's.
Do you wear matching underwear?
Well, let's take a straw poll.
This is really important
yeah,
for
yeah.
women.
So, Amanda.
Yes.
She doesn't want to answer.
Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I do, and yes, I am.
Yeah, it's really important.
Good, okay, Bert?
Always.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
My pink tutu is coordinated with my underwear.
It's really important.
Absolutely.
It makes you feel amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have you seen any of those Facebook posts of it happened in Walmart?
No.
Where they take pictures of people in really gross...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, people who have gone shopping in Walmart in their pyjamas or in a onesie or all kinds of other horrible things. Have a look at it. Yeah. So, thank you for that, Amanda.
Yes, so anyway, the event. So anyway, it's going to be a fantastic event. And obviously after the networking, a bit of networking with a twist, we've got the speakers. And then we've got a sumptuous three-course meal. It's in the Coach House at Chilston Park. It's going to be a fantastic event. There's only a few tickets left, so we'd love people to get online, book for the event. You can go on to evogirls.co.uk to special events, and the booking, all the information and the booking details are on that website.
Fantastic. So anybody can come, Amanda, yeah? It's not just women.
Absolutely. It's not just... No, anybody can come. Although we're Evo Girls, helping women in business, we also help men in business.
Oh, so I see open. What you lot are doing. You've got her talking about underwear to try and capture the male market, haven't you? That's why you're going to get packed with a load of lecherous middle-aged men going, underwear, okay,
it's
fine.
Paul, if you come in your tutu as well...
Yeah, I'll be there, Paul.
Yeah, Tom's going to come. If I come in my tutu, we're going to capture the entire gamut of the market, aren't we?
Exactly. It's going to be packed.
It'll be the best marketing.
That'll be good.
Cool. Amanda, thank you so much for calling in. Good luck with
that. Thanks, Paul.
Give us a date. Give us a date again. 1st of December, is it?
So it's Thursday the 1st of December, 9:30 till 2, Chilston Park. Go to evogirls.co.uk. Follow Evo Girls on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, and at Butterflies2019, and get all the details. It's going to be a great event.
Fantastic. I hope you find your way out of the nether regions of Hever Castle and back into civilization.
I'm near Penhurst Place, so yeah.
Oh, that's easy from there. Just turn left at the end of the road.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks,
Beth. Cool. Amanda there.
I knew she was... She asked me, she said, have you got the email? And I said, no, darling, we haven't got it yet. She said, what's the number? I thought, she's going to ring
phone.
In.
Well,
and I think it's
why
brilliant.
Not? Yeah,
I mean,
do it.
Brilliant.
Just do it.
I wish more people did, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
Let's
we're going to talk to our first guest. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show, because you have been on before, Tom, I think.
I was on Tech Talk a few weeks ago.
But I'm fairly sure you've been on the Business Bunker as well.
I was 2 years ago. Yeah, 2014.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Yes.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Tom. Tom is the Chief Executive of ITL, who are a manufacturing company based here in Ashford, and they manufacture medical devices. Now, I've been to your factory, and I've seen some of the things you did, and that was a while ago, and I think you've kind of progressed from there. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back. And basically, as I was saying to you off air beforehand, Tom, one of the things that I'm really passionate about is understanding more about manufacturing and engineering, because it's something we do really well in this country, but a lot of people don't think we do it anymore at all.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. I'm not sure how I'm going to follow a bird on a bike, but I'll try and make it as interesting as possible.
Yeah, don't munch in your underwear. Yeah, that's the easiest thing.
Anyway, manufacturing is very exciting. Mm. I've been in it all my life. Right. Integrated technologies has been running for 40 years, based in Ashford, down Ellingham Industrial Estate. We're still growing. Since I spoke to you in 2014, we've our growth rate's been about 20%.
Wow. Okay.
We're trying to drive forward in different countries. Mm. You know, we're in China. We're trying to sell more product back into the Chinese market.
It's interesting, that, isn't it? I don't know if you know him. I know a guy called Steve Plumridge, and he owns a company called Cantium Scientific, based in Dartford. And he's going to punch me for this. He makes sniffing equipment. He designed and manufactures a box that you have in a lab that samples the air quality.
Yep.
And it tells you if you can't do anything anymore because the air quality's got too bad and will impact on what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We got a few products like that in development. I can't really tell you too much about them.
All secrets.
They're not in the public domain yet. But, we have also sniffing technology.
Well, it was interesting because Steve came on the show a few years ago and was talking about this. And a load of people tweeted in and rang in and went, yeah, I bet you manufacture it in China. And he went, no, well, surprisingly, we manufacture it in Dartford, but we sell most of it to China.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're kind of doing the same thing. And again, it's one of those perceptions that people haven't really got up to speed with, is it?
Well, in the UK, we have some of the best engineers in the world.
Yeah.
I do a lot of travelling around the world, and I compare my engineers with China and with America, and we are the best.
Absolutely.
And we're very good at developing complex medical devices.
I want to talk to you about your specific company and what you do in a moment, but I also want to talk to you in general about manufacturing and engineering. It's my belief, looking at what I see going on here, that increasingly the UK develops products and maybe even manufactures part of them. At worst, if you want to look at it like this, what we do is we outsource it overseas for assembly.
Yeah. I mean, there's a huge supply chain network.
Yeah.
Manufacturing is not just about putting things together.
Sure.
It's about the supply chain as well.
Yeah.
So we have a supply chain in China, we have a supply chain in America,
yeah.
and we buy parts from Europe. So
yeah.
depending on what product it is,
yeah.
Is what that mix and combination will be.
Yeah.
But the key to it is innovation at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And the value is in the intellectual property and the design and the finished product.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Cool. And it is interesting as well, because I've talked to a few people about motor manufacturing, for instance, and people go, oh, you know, there's no British car industry, or there's no this or there's no that. But really, it's beyond nationality anyway, isn't it? Even if you look at the German car manufacturers, they build Volkswagens in Mexico. You know, they build BMWs in England. It's about the supply chain, isn't it?
It's about the supply chain, if you're good at certain things, then you need to focus on that.
Yeah.
You know, we're good at doing innovative designs.
Yeah.
And people come all around the world for us to design work for them.
Right.
We're designing for China. We're designing for America. We're designing for Europe.
Right.
The Brexit situation has not bothered our company. We're still driving forward.
Right.
We're growing in America next year. We hope to start doing some manufacturing in America next year.
Cool. Wow.
Americans like it to be made in America, yeah. So we will design it in the UK and make it in America.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't have a detrimental effect to the UK economy, because you're a British company, you're based in Ashford, and even though you're manufacturing in America, a lot of the profit that you make is going to come back here, presumably.
Absolutely. It secures all the jobs in the UK. We have 100 staff in Ashford.
Right.
And
so you've grown a bit since I was last there.
We have, yes.
I think you had 25 when I was there last time. Yeah,
a few more than that, but we have grown. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And we will continue to keep growing.
Yeah.
Our turnover at the moment is about 10 million.
Wow.
We will grow that to about 12 in the next year or so. Mm. And it's quite exciting. Manufacturing for us is exciting.
Absolutely, it is. I've never had a manufacturing business, and I've not been an engineer or worked in that business. But I'm fascinated by it, because I think it is something we do really well. And there is this huge move with technology developments that incorporate. You know, it's almost an anathema now to say that you have manufacturing or service businesses, because there's a huge overlap. You know, in intellectual property, and so many products have software embedded in it that control things nowadays, that it's almost a pointless argument.
Yeah. When you're in the manufacturing industry, you realise how many manufacturers there are in the UK.
Mm.
We won the top 100 manufacturer in the UK last week in Birmingham.
Fantastic.
And it's amazing, all the other manufacturers. There's lots of small businesses doing great jobs.
Yeah.
And they're generating wealth for the country, and they're employing lots of people.
It's interesting you say that, because I've been doing a talk for a few years called, a lot of people that are listening will have heard my talk, it's called Come the Revolution. And I've been talking about this move that I've seen happen over a number of years, and I see it escalating, which is a move away from huge big corporations to a lot of smaller organisations doing innovative niche-based stuff, and then collaborating to make bigger products. And I see that as the future, very much the future. I did a radio show last Christmas in New York, and I was talking about this on air in New York. And the editor of Forbes magazine rang in, and he said, you know what, it's exactly the same here in America. Corporate America is jobs negative. All of our 3 million new jobs have been generated in what they call SMBs, small and medium-sized businesses. He said, and it's exactly the same pattern here. More and more smaller, niche-faced businesses that are collaborating and bringing things together.
Yeah, well, yeah. They say small is beautiful.
Absolutely.
You know, you can be much more flexible. You can get products to market quicker.
Yeah.
You can develop things a lot quicker. And it's all about adding value and getting the product to market as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't take 3 or 4 years to develop a medical device these days. Mm. You know, you've got to do it in 1 or 2 years.
Sure.
And we, you know, we have streamlined our engineering to do that. And, very successful on that side.
Absolutely. And I want to kind of explore that now with you, if I may, Tom. I want to talk specifically about ITL and what it is you currently make and design, and what we're going to get some secrets out of you as well, I'm sure, and find out what you got in the pipeline. But for the listeners that don't know of your company, and, of course, this is one of the things, isn't it, you know, intrinsically, you're a small business, although you're a very successful business. So a lot of people that aren't in that industry have never heard of you. They don't know you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we won the Kiba Awards recently.
Yeah,
it put us on the map in Kent.
Yeah,
we're known worldwide by the medical industry.
Absolutely.
You know, in the healthcare.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we are saving people's lives, and there can't be anything better than that.
Absolutely.
What's more important than your health?
Absolutely.
If you haven't got your health, you can have as much wealth as possible, and it, you know, it's most important.
Why is he looking at me, Bob?
Well, I was just about to go. Oh my God. It's what I say all the time, isn't
it?
I believe, and I don't know about you, Tom, but I believe that health is your duty and not a choice.
Yeah.
But it seems to be that we've now decided that we can choose to be healthy whenever we want to be. So for me, this is exactly what I talk about all the time.
So you know, we love manufacturing, we love engineering. Mm. So one step further is designing products that diagnose cancer.
Right. So let's focus on what it is that you guys are doing, and you've kind of started us off on that trail. So yep. That's one of your main product lines.
In the public domain, in manufacturing, you know, we're manufacturing breast scanners,
right,
to find early signs of cancer,
okay,
secondary breast cancer.
Okay.
Also cervical cancer scanners,
right,
a digital colposcope, which is much, much easier for
what
the clinician.
Say?
Yeah. For the clinician, it's a digital colposcope, which is a digital system that the software,
right,
as
okay,
you mentioned before, finds the cancerous cells very, very quickly.
Wow, okay.
So, Tom, can I ask, where do you collaborate with the researchers in all of this? How do you start that innovative process?
Well, our business is business to business.
Right.
So our customers generally will come up with an idea.
Yeah.
And then we will take that idea from concept through to prototyping to volume manufacture. And then we will help them through distribution and warehousing and logistics.
Yeah.
So it's really getting that product to market as quickly as possible from an idea. It can be an idea from a university.
Right,
it can
okay
be a prototype yeah from a university.
Mm.
But what we're very good at, because we've been in business for 40 years, is we can commercialise that very quickly.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you take that raw technology or that raw idea and you make it solid. And you,
absolutely.
And you make it into a product that is marketable and you can put out there and you can service and support.
Yeah, it's a quality manufactured product and it's reliable and it's going to be out in the field for a long time. And we also service it when it's in the field.
Absolutely. Now, when I visited your factory a couple of years ago and I was watching the manufacturing process, you were still doing an awful lot of high-quality manufacturing by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the case?
We still do some of it by hand because it's quite complex.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we've also invested in a fully automated production line for
right
making all the electronics.
Okay.
It was about £1 million investment. It makes the circuit boards. It's called surface mount technology.
Yep.
It also does the visual inspection of the components because the components are so small you can't see them with the naked eye.
Right.
And we're always investing in new equipment in that area.
Right.
It's key that we keep ahead of our competitors.
Absolutely. So there's a heavy emphasis on R&D.
There's a strong emphasis on R&D. We have 20 engineers and they cover all the different disciplines. So they cover firmware, software, mechanical engineering, systems engineering, industrial design,
right,
and most importantly, design for manufacture.
Right, okay.
You know, you need to be able to make this equipment very, very quickly and economically.
Absolutely. So it's not just inventing the piece of kit that does something, it's making it
repeatable.
You've got
to make it so it's easy to make. And
yeah,
our engineers have developed over 300 products now.
Right, okay.
In the years that we've been in business.
Right.
So their expertise is designing for manufacture.
Mm. And you specialise in medical devices, as you said, and you've got a range of technology for early detection of various cancers.
Yes.
And I know you can't tell me to, you know, give away your intellectual property in it, but I can't even begin to conceptualise how it works.
Well, it's a combination of, you know, good engineers and
right,
and their know-how.
Right.
Our business is all about know-how.
Yeah.
So an experience.
Right.
So if you have an idea. Mm. It's a medical device idea.
Right.
We can get that to market for you very, very
okay
quickly.
So you won't build my time machine that I've
not a time machine.
No,
we're not very
okay,
we're not very good at those.
Oh, you're not. Oh, that's a pity because I had one of those in my head.
That's because cool, you were talking about Tom Baker earlier.
Exactly. Yeah, and his sonic screwdriver, and he showed it to me as well. So, you mentioned in your business that you've been very successful in terms of revenues and profitability, but you're growing the business and you expect to add another 20% or so this year. Without giving away any secrets, what's in the pipeline?
Well, in the pipeline, a big thing these days is wearable devices.
Yeah.
And also robotic surgery. They're the two big areas that are growing, and you know, we're working on products similar to that.
Okay.
We've just recently we've sponsored some PhD students from UCL University.
Right. Okay.
The sponsorship's for 4 years. They're in their second year already now.
Okay.
And one of them is a wearable device to detect early signs of heart attack.
Interesting.
Wow.
So we hope to develop that in the fourth year and then commercialise that.
Right. Do you see that if it comes to fruition? I know it's early data. If it comes to fruition, do you see that as a B2C type of sale eventually, so it's something that consumers will buy?
Absolutely, we will make it a low cost wearable sensor,
right? Okay.
At high volume, so that anybody can wear it.
Wow. Okay.
This is massive.
Isn't it? I mean, the whole field of technical innovation is scary to some extent. It really is scary, the kind of things, you know, we're just at the beginning, and a lot of things that can happen. And it's one of the things I talk about a lot in the talks that I do, about how people are trapped into the past quite a lot. They're very conservative at looking at where we are with things without realising that a lot of the stuff that's happening now is going to fundamentally change everything we do.
It will, absolutely.
It's huge. Mm. Tom, have you heard about smart pants?
Smart pants?
Yeah.
You've got smart pants
are they,
now?
Are they matching smart pants?
I haven't got them on, but have you heard of smart pants?
No, I haven't. I must say I haven't.
She's very heavily into underwear today for some reason. I've no idea why.
They're not pants as in we know. It's in America. So trousers. So the trousers that tell you.
Oh, yes, I know.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this is wearable health products. So something, it would tell you not to eat something, or it would say you're not eating enough of or drinking enough.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
How to be healthy.
Hold on a minute. You are seriously telling me that my trousers are going to tell me, my trousers are going to say to me, get out of McDonald's now.
Yeah, hopefully. Or me.
Yeah.
Seeing you've got both of us at the moment, your smart pants and me, to be accountable to. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you're in one ear going, don't go in there, Paul, and my trousers are going, listen to the bird. Put the burger down and walk away.
It's very difficult, you know. I've just got to say, I'm ever so sorry, Tom, but it's very difficult to do Facebook Live and
co-present.
Yeah, no, it's very fun.
Sorry about that, bro. Right. But you're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you very much.
So, smart pants. Yeah, anyway. So
I don't think we'll be doing those yet.
No, but it could be interesting.
It could be interesting.
But is that the type of thing that you've got, these durable wearing products? Would that be something that you would be looking at?
There'll be more sensors that are wearable that will detect early diseases or cardiac arrest and things like this. At the moment, the recorders and that they use at the moment are not that good.
Yeah. So you're always looking at prophylactic.
We're looking 2 years ahead.
Yeah.
You know, we have a very strong order book at the moment. I'm always looking two, 3 years ahead. We need to be looking at new developments.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be looking for new young people coming through the organisation.
Sure.
We're very pro apprenticeship schemes.
I want to talk to you about that in a moment, if I may, Tom. So, because that's really important as well. Bearing in mind what I was saying earlier about the events that I've been doing just recently. And there's also been a lot of controversy originally about apprenticeships, and you still get lots of people go, oh, it's burger flipping or whatever. Yeah. Whereas, of course, there's a whole range of apprenticeships. You can even do a level 7 apprenticeship, which is a degree level apprenticeship.
Absolutely, yeah.
And in your kind of business, the kind of apprenticeships that you've got in engineering and manufacturing are really top-end stuff.
We encourage all our apprentices to get to degree level.
Right, okay.
We've just taken on 3 recently.
Really? Okay.
On the tech talk, I missed one of them the other day, so I need to mention his name. His name's Matt Hills.
Right.
He's electronics engineer. He's in his second year now.
Well,
it's his birthday today, so we
happy
ought
birthday,
to wish him
Matt.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matt, and all power to you.
The other two engineers are a chap called Andrew Dean, and he's from Dan Court Grammar School.
Yep, okay.
And he was in the Bright Sparks Awards, I met him during the judging of that, and we offered him a job straight afterwards, so he's in his first year. Mm. Then we have another chap called Dan Goodman, he's an A-level student, and he's studying biochemistry, and he's working lots of overtime in production to make up his wages.
Right.
So he's learning production, he's learning biochemistry, and he's also working in sales. So he's
learning
a great
entrepreneurship
guy.
And how to negotiate some good wages. I like the sound of him. He sounds really right up my street.
So our engineers are all getting older, and we need to bring new young engineers through.
It's absolutely. It's funny you should say that. That I own Jobs in Kent, the recruitment portal, and one of the things we see is a real lack of skilled engineers and manufacturing people, and there are very, very severe skill shortages in this. We had one client that was struggling so badly to hire people that they convinced a 70-year-old to come out of retirement and come back and do work because they just couldn't do it. So getting apprentices.
Yeah, we've got a few of those. We've still got people in their 70s working for us.
There's hope for me yet, Bird.
I
and they're a great contribution, honestly. They really are.
Yeah. They've got all that skill, experience and talent.
They have.
But what we need is exactly what you're doing, is bring apprentices in to feed that talent from them and get that knowledge and experience out of them and to carry on the work.
What could be better than get your degree,
do
an apprenticeship, get work experience and get paid at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that suddenly started to dawn on people. And you're now starting to see a lot more people, A-level students, coming out of school or college and going into apprenticeships rather than a university. And I happen to be able to tell you this, if any parents out there that are still confused about this, now already the average lifetime earnings of an apprentice are higher than a graduate.
I agree. That's just the way it is.
And that's not to put people off going to university, but it's not the only choice any longer, and it's not even necessarily the best choice for a lot of people. Apprenticeship routes are good apprenticeships of the type, with ITO.
Yeah, I mean, I was apprentice. That's where I started in 1974.
Right.
And it's been great for me.
Yeah.
I've always been in electronics. I've always been in manufacturing.
Right.
And I would recommend it. Anybody that's got an engineering interest that dabbles as a hobby in electronics, then I would recommend the apprenticeship.
Absolutely. And it's an area of the market that's growing and growing and growing. There's loads of opportunities. It's a well-paid occupation. It's a highly skilled occupation. Do it. We need more engineers. We need more makers of things. We need more designers.
Yeah. And in manufacturing, there are all types of jobs. You know, there's sales, there's marketing, there's production engineering.
Yeah.
Production engineering provide the bridge from design into manufacturing.
Yeah.
You've got material control supply chain. We've got vacancies in marketing at the moment.
Right.
We're looking for a coordinator in marketing. So, there are lots of different jobs.
Absolutely. And people overlook that, don't they? That you can do lots of different things within an organisation.
Yeah.
I used to, I did it deliberately. I used to tell people, you ought to work at McDonald's. And they would all go, and I go, I didn't say you had to flip burgers. I said you ought to work at McDonald's. Because if you're working in supply chain logistics, for instance, and you've not worked at McDonald's, you haven't worked in the world's biggest supply chain logistics supply.
Yeah.
You know, it's Tesco's. Tesco's have a huge IT department up in Chesham. You know, there's all kinds of things in a company that you could do that isn't just the core of what the company does.
Yeah.
We love what you do, Tom. We love your business. We're very proud to have you in Kent and in Ashford. With ITL, and you're going from strength to strength. And you're working on some of these new products.
We are.
I just want to keep asking him about it, and he's not going to tell me.
You're going to have to invite me back in 2 years' time because there's half a dozen products in R&D that are not in the public domain, and I cannot mention those to you.
We'll hold him down and we'll beat it out of him.
Let's get him on in a couple of years' time because it's always great. I've got a couple of questions for you, Tom. So you said about your progression and your growth. Give us the main tip that you found that has given you that element to be able to grow so quickly.
It's just drive and looking for new customers and new markets. You can't just sit back. You've got to be driving all the time. And, we've got a good team of senior engineers and senior managers. And they're the backbone of the company. It's not just me. I help drive it, but it's about people.
Is it the most simplest thing is literally just picking up the phone and asking?
Well, yes. You've got to try these things. Unless you ask, you don't know, do you?
For sure. And also you said speed. Speed has been one of the big things that has given you this growth. how do we, as a business owner, increase the speed in our business?
Well, you need to be looking at your systems. I mean, we're always upgrading our systems, our computer systems, to link all the departments together, to make sure that you can monitor the supply chain better, you can monitor your cost, you can give better response times to your customers, you can reduce the lead times. All the customers want you to be responsive. And you've got to keep ahead of the game and ahead of your competitors.
Yeah.
We have some strong competitors in Germany, but we win business over them, and we've done that more recently.
Yeah.
It's very exciting times.
So communication between all of your sections, I suppose, and
yeah, the communication between departments. Yeah. All the managers work very, very well together. They've been, with the business a long time, they have good experience, and then we got some youngsters that we're bringing through that they're mentoring.
So the culture of your business has been your success?
It's one of the successes is the culture, yeah, most definitely,
yeah.
And also is innovation and people and working together. It can be a fun place to work. Manufacturing can be fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, it's exciting. I know I'm the CEO, one of the owners, but it's a great company to work for.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Tom, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. It is, you're absolutely right. It's a fascinating, exciting business that you're in. All power to you. Much respect. Happy birthday to Matt. And keep on keeping on with the other apprentices, but all the fine folks you've got there. And we certainly will have you back in a couple of years to tell us more about these new and innovative products that you've got coming along. For the moment, give us a shout out for your website so that people can have a quick look at you.
It's itl.co.uk. And you can also get us on Twitter. Carl Linker is our social media guy.
Yep.
And he's always tweeting. So.
Absolutely. It's ITL Limited is their Twitter handle, or itl.co.uk is their website. Do check them out. For the moment, Tom Cole of ITL, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure. We've only got a few minutes left till we get to the break, so I'm going to read out a couple of tweets that we've had in about nothing in particular, just people shouting out hi. The FSB, Andrew Knott, a shout out. Paul, please, the FSB are looking for membership advisors in the Kent area. If you'd like more info, can you contact me on the Twitter, aknott20, AKNOTT20. As always, we've had our obligatory tweet from Kim Stevens, who loves the Business Bunker more than anything, more than Marmite, more than chocolate, more than anything.
And so should. It's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah.
We put a lot of effort in every week. We do, don't we?
We do, we do. And she appreciates it,
good,
and we like that.
Good.
So that's Kim. Kim runs Caring Kent, based here in Ashford as well. So that's her Twitter handle. Give her a follow. I want to give a shout out for a mate of mine that I met for the first time on Monday. And I've known him for ages, but I've never met him before.
A virtual friend that
it was a virtual friend.
It's fascinating,
yeah,
when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah,
people
absolutely
come up and you're,
yeah,
like...
It's a chap called Gav Pause, P-A-U-Z-E. And Gav is a reggae DJ. And he runs a reggae radio station, yeah. But he and I got chatting a few months ago on Twitter about this, that, and the other. Anyway, cut a long story short, Gav has just had published a book of poetry.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Pause for Thought. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get
I do,
it?
I do.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's
Pause
beautiful
for Thought. And Gav came to the event I ran on Monday about supported needs employment. So I met him face-to-face for the first time. And I'd just like to recommend his book.
Yeah.
And you can buy it.
Did he self-publish it? Did he?
No, he had.
He
got a publisher that published it. Yeah, no, it's quality stuff. But you can buy it through his website. And his website is pauseradio.com. That's PAUZERADIO, pauseradio.com. You can hear his radio show there, but you can also buy his book of poetry, Pause for Thought.
Beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic. My favourite is a poem called Mother, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Why?
I don't know, it just is.
Just affects you.
Yeah, I'm not telling you.
It's just me.
I'm not getting all soppy and soft. Yeah.
Have you seen one of the tweets that we've got with that dog saying shout out? So we've got Jacqueline, yeah, Offin.
That's Jackie,
that's
Offin.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
How about a shout out? That's great. I love it. So this dog's just...
JJ Systems.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done, Jacqueline.
Yeah. Apparently there's... let me see if I can get this up. There's a Faversham Business Partnership AGM and Meet the Buyer event. And that's happening... When's that happening? Hold on a second. Tuesday, November the 8th. Oh, that'll be today. And that'll be on now. So it's no good tweeting it now. It's in progress. That's no good, is it?
Well, at least it's nice to be out there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope it went well.
Exactly. We got somebody tuning in for the first time, so that's Molly Moody Media. So tuning into my first channel, Radio Limited, today. Hey, Vanilla Webb and the Business Bunker team. Well, there's your first shout-out, Molly. Well done.
Yeah, hi, Molly. Welcome. Thank you for joining us and for supporting us. We'd love that. I've had a tweet from Spinnerjet as well.
We love him, don't we?
Who, Dan?
Dan Juby. He's just great, wasn't he, when he came
did
in?
A fabulous job on my drive. And then the tree wrecked it. But
is he coming back?
Funnily enough,
he's in Tenterden, isn't he?
I tweeted a picture of the tree and I went, it damaged my new drive. And he went, oh, I'll pop round and have a look.
Oh, he's such a gentleman.
Him. Yeah,
such a gentleman.
But he did a fabulous job on my drive. I've got a tarmac drive. He refurbished it and it just looks better than it did when it was new. And it's 20 years old. Unbelievable. I'm blown away by what he did. So, Spinnerjet, give them a follow on the Twitter.
We've got another one here from Anthony Jones saying, please, Vanilla Webb, could I have a shout-out for today's Business Bunker radio show? Well, there you go, Anthony Jones. Your shout-out has occurred.
Absolutely. And in that vein, we'll have a shout-out for HR Services and Support. The lovely Fiona Stevens, HR is the Twitter handle. That's Stevens with a PH. So do give Fiona a follow too. We're at that point in the show where we're going to have a mid-show break. And when we're going to come back, we're going to talk to our next guest, Mr. Darren George from Equinox 3D. So... should we have a listen to this?
Let's do it.